spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب شرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O Allah عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious Alhamdulillah we thank Allah عز وجل another episode of this program called the spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir Alhamdulillah Once again, I should say that I am in the company of our esteemed guest, who is none other than our respected and honorable Maulana Ziyad Madani Attari Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. Let's welcome our Mu'asab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan and honored to once again join you on Madani channel.
Alhamdulillah, Mu'asab is a teacher in the Jami'a. Together with that, you are the Imam, mashallah, and Khatib. And at Faizani Raza Masjid, mashallah, in Durban, which is situated in Overport. Masab, all these responsibilities and together with that Madani channel,
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, you have taken our time to be a part and parcel of this program, Masab. We say shukran.
Alhamdulillah, and this is a blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us through this beautiful organization of Dawat Islam. In that Alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala lets you be of khidmah of the deen in so many ways.
Subhanallah. So today, Masab, our aim and objective is to understand the concept of help rendered by the awliya of Allah Azzawajalla. Inshallah Azzawajalla, kis tarah awliya Allah logo ke madad farmate hain, how they come to our aid, how we receive help from the friends of Allah Azzawajalla in the company of our respected guest, Maulana Ziyad Madani Sahib, we are going to discuss this. Inshallah Azzawajalla, it's my honest appeal to the viewers out there who have just joined us by the social media or the YouTube channel. Please stay locked and tuned with us till the end of today's program, Inshallah Azzawajalla. And we will then, Inshallah, move towards our discussion. For now, a beautiful and amazing kalam, Nazar-e-Karam, recited by none other than our respected and honorable Rukn-e-Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. So let's listen and watch this kalam until we return. Keep reciting durood upon the beloved Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ey shah-e jilana, ey shah-e jilana, ey mire mirana, ey mire mirana, nazr-e karam khudara, peeron ke peer, nazr-e karam khudara, roshan zameer, nazr-e karam khudara, nazr-e سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے میرا بجز تمہارے میرا صدقہ داتا پیا کا صدقہ گنگے شکر کا صدقہ احمد رضا کا صدقہ نوری ضیا کا صدقہ مرشد پیا کا صدقہ میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث میں مرید ہوں تمہارا نظر کرم خدا را پیروں کے پیر نظر کرم خدا را روشن ضمیر نظر کرم خدا را نظر کرم خدا را جھولی ہماری بھر دو ورنہ کہے گی دنیا جھولی ہماری بھر دو ورنہ کہے گی دنیا دستگیری کوئی میرے دل سے پوچھے وہی آ گئے مدد کو وہی آ گئے مدد کو میں نے جب جہاں پکار نظر کرم خدا را نظر کرم خدا را یہ تیرا کرم ہے مرشد جو بنا لیا ہے اپنا یہ تیرا کرم ہے مرشد جو بنا لیا ہے اپنا کہاں روسیا فریدی کہاں مجھ سا یہ نکما کہاں سلسلہ تمہارا
نظر کرم خدا را
پیروں کے پیر
نظر کرم خدا را
روشن ضمیر
نظر کرم خدا را نظر کرم خدا را
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نظر کرم خدا را نظر کرم خدا را سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے میرا بجز تمہارے کوئی نہیں سہارا جھولی کو میری بھر دو ورنہ کہے گی دنیا غوث الورا کا منگتا پھرتا ہے مارا مارا سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را واٹ اے بیوٹیفل انداز اینڈ سٹائل ماشاء اللہ اور رکنیشورا ہیز ماشاء اللہ مے اللہ سیو ہم فرام نظر بد معصب آل ہز کلامز اینڈ ریسیٹیشنز آر جسٹ یونیک الحمدللہ وی لک فارورڈ لسننگ ٹو دی کلامز ریسائٹڈ بائی رکنیشورا اینڈ مینی ادر ناتھ خانز آف دعوت اسلامی who beautifully recite the praises of the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ma'asab, alhamdulillah, since our discussion and our topic for this afternoon is basically help rendered by the awliya and the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's most important that before we go any further into our discussion, we explain and mention the fundamental and important and necessary precautions to take to understand this matter, the prerequisites that's required, of course, in order to understand the concept of how help is given by the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because shaitan plays various tricks, Masab, and he might, he might change or he might disturb or weaken the aqidah, which is the foundation of a person. And if that is weakened, then a person may not understand the concept of how help is rendered. Of course, ultimately, Allah Azza wa Jalla is our creator, Masab. He is our sustainer. He is our provider. So it is absolutely permissible to seek help from anyone other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sharia has not prohibited from anywhere or any evidence that proves that we can not seek help from the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In all circumstances, alhamdulillah, we can take help from other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, we should have this belief, Mu'asab, in mind. Now, what is that fine line that we should believe, we should understand, that the blessed Anbiya alayhim as-salam and pious saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla help us by the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani, ye atai hai, whatever they give us, whatever we receive, yani those blessings and bounties that we receive from Allah Azza wa Jalla via the awliya, through his friends, then it is atai. Yani Allah has granted them, so they grant it to us. And they distribute and give it to us. Inshallah, we will mention the ahadith to make the viewers understand this better. However, the ulama then further explain, people that say that the help should only be sought from, for example, the creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla, through the waswasas of shaitan, and not from the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, or not from the awliya and the pious saints, I in fact, Mu'asab, without any doubt, attacked by shaitan. This is the shaitanic and satanic waswasas and whispers which ruins the iman of a person. Such people sometimes happen to commit, you know, blasphemy statements against the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and pious saints. And due to insulting the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Mu'asab, they commit kufr and they actually lose their iman.
So, protection from that.
When we ask from the awliya, Mu'asab, it is actually this concept behind the mind that we are asking from the friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani through his wasila, and whatever he gives is atai. Allah is, what Allah possesses, what Allah has is Zati Mu'asab. No one has given this to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whatever powers Allah Azza wa Jalla has, this is Zati, it is his, and no one has given these powers to the Almighty, to the Creator Allah Azza wa Jalla. But however, all those who give and have the ability to give anything, Mu'asab, all of this power is granted only by Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah.
So this is the fine line I think the viewers need to understand, Mu'asab, before we go any further. And then from there, of course, now we understand through the Quran Pak how Allah Azza wa Jalla has guided us ummatis to the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to seek help from him, Mu'asab. Subhanallah. And even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is physically alive. Sahaba Ikram are sitting with him, talking with him, meeting him, greeting him. They are receiving benefits from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the whole kainat and mankind receives benefits from him. And when our Aqa leaves this world, yani he's physically gone from this dunya, he makes parda, then to Mu'asab, everything is sustained through him.
Alhamdulillah.
For his sake, through his barakah and blessing, subhanallah. And there are many, you know, stories and accounts to this nature, Mu'asab, that shows how Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bestows blessings upon his ummatis. Mm-hmm. How he comes to the aid of his ummatis. Though our discussion, subhanallah, in this month of Rabi'ul Akhir is surrounding Ghawth-i Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, helping and assisting. But the fine line to understand firstly, Mu'asab, is that help can be sought. Point number one. Help can be taken from the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ji, Mu'asab.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, it is for the believer and the one who Allah Ta'ala has blessed with aql. It is not difficult to understand that alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah Ta'ala has placed us in dunya. And dunya is alam-i asbab. It is the world in which Allah has given means. For example, let's just take the example of you want rizq. You desire that you want your rizq, you want your sustenance. So Allah Ta'ala has made us bab. Allah Ta'ala has created means, Allah Ta'ala has created ways, and Allah has blessed us with that. That we go out and we work and we strive and Allah Ta'ala gives us the rizq. Do we then say that my employer has sustained me? In actual fact, who has sustained you? Allah has sustained us.
No doubt.
Allah is the one who is sustaining us. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us that rizq through the hand of our employer. But we still say Allah ta'ala has sustained us. Because the reality is, sustenance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, all that we receive, we can only receive from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, yes, the means and the avenues, Allah ta'ala has created them. That does not negate that it's from Allah. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. For example, we were growing up and our parents have fed us. When our parents fed us, do we say that the parent is the one who has given sustenance? Still it is Allah. If we ask for any assistance from our parent, for example, a child is in need, a child is in difficulty, the child was playing and the child fell down, and the child says, Ammi Jan, please help me. So Ammi Jan will come and pick him up. Will we now say that Ammi Jan has assisted him, has assisted the child without the help of Allah?
Allah,
no, it is the help
Allah
of Allah. It is only the help of Allah.
Allah,
alhamdulillah.
Allah, Allah,
so just like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen his servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them the means to help and to benefit the people.
Allah.
Because they are so close to Allah. They are so beloved to Allah. So Allah ta'ala gives his favors through them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from need. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his generosity, has given us so many means. So now when we make dua, yes, we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah ta'ala gives us through different means. And we must understand that whoever is giving, whichever hand it is that is giving us something, that hand that is giving is only giving because Allah ta'ala allowed that hand to give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with that maal. Allah ta'ala blesses us with the tawfiq, and Allah ta'ala lets us be the means of that sadaqah going
Allah,
on.
Allah,
so alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Just like we seek help from our parents, we ask for help from our communities. If someone is in trouble, he may call his police department, please assist me. There is no problem with this, but we understand, you must understand, and it is very easy to understand, alhamdulillah, that anybody who is assisting you because Allah let them assist you.
Allah.
And when this simple concept that alhamdulillah, even our children understand and our communities understand that alhamdulillah, whatever comes to us comes from the court of Allah, comes by the will of Allah, then alhamdulillah, it is not difficult for us to understand this. So alhamdulillah, just like that, how we ask people for help, we also ask pious people for dua. We also ask them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed certain bounties upon you. Please also give those bounties or share those bounties with us by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, if Allah bless someone with maal, can we ask him, please share some of that maal with us by the will of Allah? Yes, we can ask him, please share some of that maal with us, because that maal, that wealth, is a bounty that Allah has given him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the ability to share it. Just like that, if Allah has blessed the pious servants of Allah with certain spiritual bounties, and if we request of them to also share with us, to also give to us from those spiritual bounties by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we too will be blessed. But for the one who says, I don't want them, he won't receive the blessing.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Why not Mu'asab? Subhanallah. So we need to have that yaqeen,
alhamdulillah.
Hum mangenge to milega inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Hum yaqeen to kare ki Allah azza wa jalla's beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani our master, he gives
sallallahu
and you will receive. So Mu'asab, we're talking about helping, mashallah. And so taking help and giving help, Mu'asab, these things are part of this dunya, as you mentioned, alami asbab. And to understand this from the Quran Pak, well, Allah azza wa jalla himself has commanded this sort of help from the people. Yani commanded this help for us to do and to give. For example, in this verse, let's go through the translation. Mu'asab, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O believers, if you help the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, He will help you and will make your foot firm, your foothold firm. So, what do we learn from this verse of the Holy Quran in Pak? Once again, just ponder, Mu'asab, if you reflect over this verse for the viewers of Madani channel, that can Allah Azza wa Jalla not propagate His religion by Himself?
Allah,
surely He can. But there is a divine will behind this.
Subhanallah.
That he is saying to his bondman, if you help the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will help you in return.
Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.
So this is how you get return. So subhanallah, if we receive any help from any person, Mu'asab, such as our parents, siblings, any pious people, it's because Allah Azza wa Jalla has allowed that help to reach you,
Allah,
through that person. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is, you know, his beniyaz. He does not need the help of his one to propagate his religion and make it dominant. He does not need this help from any person. Allahu Akbar. But here is a commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla to his bondman, that if you help the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will get help in return. And Allah, how he will help you in return? He will make with thabit qadamah. Foothold will become firm. He will make it solid so that you don't, in the times of fitna mu'asab, you know, in Urdu, dagamag, the person should not become shaky. And these are the times of fitna mu'asab, whereas we are not firm, we are weak in the position that we stand and hold mu'asab. Shaitan has affected us, and many, many people have stopped seeking this sort of help, whereas in return, Allah Azza wa Jalla provides rain for their sake. We start taking help from the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but in return, Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of those people, grants us sustenance.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Many people out there may, through the attacks of shaitan, through the waswasas of the devil, may start believing that we don't need to do this, but yeah, it is proven from the Holy Quran, even after their physical demise, Mu'asab, as Mu'asab earlier was explaining with regards to how in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla had said that the shuhada are alive. And Allah Azza wa Jalla providing sustenance for them. So we are commanded to not even consider them as dead. For Allah provides sustenance for them, and we do not have the ilm and knowledge of it.
See, Huzur, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has placed us in this world. And this world of means that we receive Allah's help through different channels. We receive Allah's help through different channels. Very easy to understand if we just try to follow. We receive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help in this world through different channels. And subhanallah, when it comes to certain spiritual benefits, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us receive the spiritual help as well through His chosen servants. Through the chosen servants of Allah that have become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala distributes certain ni'mah, certain bounties through them. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Subhanallah.
And then the thought could come that in the physical world, I can ask people for assistance whilst they are living, because they are able to assist whilst they are living. Once they die, they cannot assist in the physical world. Example, if I phone the police station and I speak to a police officer and I ask the police officer, please come and assist me. If he's alive, he can assist. If I phone and I wanted an officer that has left the world to come and assist me, he can't assist. Allah. Why? Because he's lost that capability by his death. But Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala blesses the believers with such ni'mas, such bounties, that even after they leave the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still sustains them in the qabr.
Allah,
and subhanallah,
Allah.
This life after death is something that we as Muslims believe in, and we believe in so strongly that when we pass away, there is a life after death, there is life in the qabr. That once we go into the qabr, we are resurrected and we answer questions in the qabr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives a person life after death. That death is to teach us and to show us that we are not, and human beings cannot be Allah, because we taste death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever living. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us taste death for a short while. And thereafter, Allah ta'ala blesses, Allah ta'ala gives us life again. So the persons who are in the grave, who are pious people, who are not just benefiting people or not just assisting people physically, but they are assisting spiritually. So when there is still life in them, then subhanallah, their spirituality still runs. And wow, you will see the spiritual benefits so much. You will see the spiritual benefits from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His spiritual benefit is such that we are still Muslim. Alhamdulillah. From the spiritual benefit of Sayyidi Haja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you still see so many people that accepted Islam at the hands of Haja Gharib Nawaz, and subhanallah, their progeny is upon Islam. These spiritual benefits are distributed. Allah ta'ala let His pious servants be that means. Allah ta'ala let them be the channel. And alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, those benefits are still flowing to us.
Subhanallah, those blessings are flowing.
And it will continue, inshallah.
Kya baat hai, Masab? Subhanallah, subhanallah. We should make dua for this, for the continuation, and together with that for our istiqamat, Masab. That we should continue receiving these blessings, however dear viewers of Madani Channel. the condition is that we should ask inshallah azza wa jalla, you will get. Now look at Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, from amongst his blessed titles, Sayyid al-Thaqalain.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar, yani the leader of the humans and jinns, Masab.
Yes.
Leader. Just as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasul al-Thaqalain. He is Sayyid al-Thaqalain.
MashaAllah.
Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, there are numerous accounts whereas Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi helped his murids.
Alhamdulillah.
He helped his murids. There are various accounts of other scholars, of other awliya and salihin, of how they assisted and how they helped the disciples, Masab. Just being in the link alone is blessings. Now, for example, Hazrat Sayyidina Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, take an example. For example, a Piro Murshid who's physically alive now, even though they're miles away. One example of being alive, Masab, right? Meaning physically alive and assisting. Though, when you take help from a person, you're going to be in the proximity to receive help. Otherwise, you can receive help in this day and age telephonically.
Subhanallah.
By electronic media as well, you can receive help, yani through the devices that's available and the platforms that's available. But in those days, Masa, what availability were they to assist any person, except for the fact that he's in front of you to give or to take something? And here, this person was a debate of his time, Masa, Fakhruddin Razi. Personality, he was in his last stages. Mm-hmm. And Shaitan had attacked at that moment, Masab, and attacked him to such an extent that Shaitan began to refute the evidence that he had provided with regards to the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala gave a dalil and evidence that Allah does exist. And this continued to the extent that whereas Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi provided 360 proofs with regards to the oneness and wahdani of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to the extent that Shaitan refuted all of them.
Allah.
At the end, At any moment, his soul was to depart from his blessed body, and his Piro Murshid was miles away. And he said that, why don't you just say that you believe in the oneness of Allah without any evidence? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And look at the power of his speech, Muhasab. It was heard where Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala was, and then he told Shaitan that, well, I believe in the oneness of Allah without any evidence. Itna aapka kehna tha. And thereafter, his soul departed Allah from his body. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yani, he departed from this world, confirming and affirming his aqidah. And reciting the kalima. That's reciting the kalima. Yani, accepting the oneness of Allah, which is the article of faith. La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. And this is the kalima that we have. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should, of course, follow in the footsteps of the pious predecessors and believe that this help is actually the help from Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Alhamdulillah, there's a beautiful waqi'ah of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. When you're mentioning this is coming to mind. How beautiful. This waqi'ah of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Khalifatul Muslimin, the second Khalifa of Islam. He came as a Khalifa after Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Very, very great Sahabi. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was in front of the people, delivering a sermon, speaking, advising, doing Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. And he, radiallahu ta'ala, had sent out an army to defend the Muslims, to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that time, whilst Umar radiallahu ta'ala was busy with the people in front of him, and he had sent out an army that was under the guidance of Sayyidina Sariyah.
Achcha.
Radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Sariya was out striving in the path of Allah with the army that was with him, that sent by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And suddenly Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, O Sariya, the mountain, take care of the mountain. Nonetheless, he continues. And he continues dealing with the people. Sometime later, when part of that army comes back, and that part of that army says that we were striving in the path of Allah. We were striving in the path of Allah in the defense of Islam. And at that time, we were negligent regarding the mountain. And we heard the voice of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, thousands of miles away. We heard the voice of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an say, O Sariya, take care of the mountain, that turn your back towards the mountain so you are not attacked from behind.
Aye.
So that you are not attacked from the mountain. Allah. And thus, we listened to that advice. And alhamdulillah, the Muslims were victorious.
Allah.
So subhanallah, from a distance away, so many miles away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made their tongue so effective that that voice traveled so many thousand miles. And Allah ta'ala had made these blessed ashab's ears so effective. These great personalities, Sahaba, Tabi'in, their ears so effective that the voice was heard by their ears thousands of miles away. Now, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala blessed us to understand this, that Alhamdulillah, in today's time, if my relative is in Baghdad Sharif, at the Mazar Sharif of Ghoth-e Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and I am in South Africa where I am, and I simply call him on my mobile phone. My relative in Baghdad Sharif can listen to what I am saying.
Yes, definitely.
Allah has blessed us to this extent that there is now video call. That he can even see me from there and I can see him from here. Like the viewers of Madani channel throughout the world are watching this beautiful silsila whilst we are seated in South Africa, some in Pakistan, some in England, perhaps some in Canada. But Allah Ta'ala blessed us that through the simple mobile device that we have and through the simple computer and satellite dish, Allah Ta'ala let us see each other, Allah Ta'ala let us hear each other, and they are taking help through the Madani pools that have been given on Madani.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. So it becomes so easy for us to understand, but we must understand that the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ability Allah has given them, no technological device can match that ability.
Allahu
no Allah, computer or satellite dish can match the ability Allah gives to the ones Allah subhanahu Allah wa ta'ala Allah loves. And thus, to speak and to hear does not require them being in such proximity that you can see them and they can see you. But even from 1,000 miles away, Allah ta'ala lets them hear your voice and lets you receive their
Subhanallah. It's really amazing. Yet, Masab, agar yahi cheez, the same thing, the technology of today, if this had been said to the people 400 years back, that to come by the press and by the touch of one button, millions of bulbs and fans can get into motion.
Subhanallah.
And can light up. Agar yahi cheez 500 saal pehle logo ko bataya jata ki ek aisa aeroplane hai, aircraft or rocket, which is tons of weight, you know, they wouldn't have believed ki, how is it possible? Lekin aaj kal ke zamane mein hum ise dekh rahe hain.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, things yes. being possible, yet
Rahma
the
Allah.
Same thing was impossible some time back for people to even imagine something like that, Master.
How simple it has become, Alhamdulillah, for us Allah today Allah. That we hear that Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that a certain Sahabi had called out and another pious personality had heard him from 1,000 miles away before. Subhanallah, that is why the people of past times, when we hear about them and we speak about them, we are amazed that the iman was very strong. Iman was very strong. Why I say the iman was very strong? Because they understood, they believed it, even though they didn't see it. And in today's time, Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for us that we can see and that we are believing.
Allah,
that we are
Allah,
looking,
Allah.
That we can see a certain video of a person that is taking place live at that moment. And then we believe that Alhamdulillah, he can hear me and I can hear him. That we are speaking on the call over thousands of miles. So we are seeing and we are hearing and then we are believing. But subhanallah, we salute the iman of those personalities that they, without even seeing and without understanding, that without seeing these things, without hearing these things themselves, without the technological devices, because they were not present at that time. But Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala enlightened their heart. And that didn't require them being in the 14th century after Hijri. Allah enlightened their heart through the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even 1400 years and more before this time.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah. Toh humko padhna bhi chahiye, Masab, we should recite this together.
Subhanallah.
Jholi ko meri bhar do, varna kahengi duniya. Jholi ko meri bhar do, aqa. Jholi ko meri bhar do, varna kahengi duniya. Ghausul wara ka mange. Azam nazre karam khuda ra صدقہ گنج شکر کا صدقہ مولا علی کا صدقہ خواجہ پیا کا صدقہ میری لاج رکھ لو یا میری لاج رکھ لو یا میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را
یو نو صاحب نظر کرم خدا را اس نظر کے لیے وی آل آر بےتاب وی آل آر امپیشنٹ ٹو گیٹ ون گلمس یو نو ون جھلک او فار دیم ٹو کاسٹ دی مرسیفل سائٹ اپون اس جسٹ ونس مور سب یو نو جس طرف اٹھ گئی دم میں دم آ گیا اس نگاہ عنایت پہ لاکھوں سلام اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ دی بلیسڈ مرسیفل گیز آف دی ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اپون اینی تھنگ اٹ از کاسٹڈ اٹ گیوز لائف سو through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as ghusl pak is known to be the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he is the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam you know the amount and the number of karamat that occurred from ghusl azam rahmatullahi ta'ala sahab cannot be counted
subhanallah
allahu akbar through the blessings of huzur pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam just as rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sayyidul anbiya ghusl pak is sultanul awliya
subhanallah
allahu akbar there are numerous accounts like this where people were traveling and they called out the name of ghusl azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi ya ghaus al madad ya ghaus al madad and vada peer as in memani the memon call him vada peer Allahu Akbar and in every language he has a name and he is that ghauth who has many many names Allahu Akbar for he is the leader of the awliya he is the one who changed the hearts of many people it is upon his hands countless non-muslims came into the fold of Islam it is upon his hands over hundreds and thousands of robbers and sinners and transgressors accepted and made tawbah muasab they repented upon his hands he is the friend of Allah azza wa jalla he is the beloved of rasul kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam he is the aulad of our beloved nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam Masab you spoke about a wali earlier on a very famous wali when you mentioned that beautiful story and incident mashallah and I was honored to go to that mazar sharif mashallah in Iraq the name of the buzurg Masab had mentioned inshallah when you do recall it you can mention it to me inshallah azza wa jalla however way I'm trying to take the viewers and go is that subhanallah people are asking Masab and they ask with yaqeen
alhamdulillah
they ask with conviction because they are aware that when you are at the mazar we should of course keep behind the mind this is very important the prerequisites of entering the mazar and shrine of any wali to make dua for Fatiha khani we should bear in mind the etiquettes of that astana Absolutely. Of that place so when you enter Amir al-Sunnat mashallah has a silsila on this masab and actually given guidelines in the Q&A mudhakiras as well madani mudhakiras of Dawud Islami that when you enter how should a person enter in what state he should enter where should he stand how should he make dua how far should he be from sahib al-qabr and once he you know keeps in mind these requirements and then he supplicates and with adab and respect he leaves then there is more chance and you know hope that his dua will be answered and he will attain the barakah and blessings of sahib mazar but when it comes to ghaus azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali masab a person's father passed away and he came and said ya ghaus my father passed away I seen him in my dream he is in pain he is being tormented I seek assistance and help from you and my father had told me to come to you actually and ask you for dua
in his dream subhanallah
so ghaus pak rahmatullahi ta'ala asked did your father ever walk past my madrasa
allahu akbar
he says yeah he said bas jao then go from here that person leaves he has a dream in which he sees his father says to him oh my son allah azza wa jalla has favored me and removed the punishment and torment away from me and forgiven my sins son do not leave ghaus azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali allah had forgiven me simply because of passing by the madrasa of ghaus pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali so look at how this person benefited from passing by the door and the madrasa of ghaus pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali
you see huzur it is so beautiful that mashallah not just when you are in direct contact But even if you are in contact with that which has contact with the pious, Allah Ta'ala still blesses you.
Allahu Akbar.
That means
Allah.
If you are in proximity to them or you are in proximity with that which is in contact with them, Allah Ta'ala still blesses you. This person was just walking by the madrasa of Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Just walking by the madrasa. But because the madrasa is attached to Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the one who has proximity with the madrasa also receives blessing.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Those that have proximity with the Mazar Sharif of Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they also receive blessing. Those that have any sort of proximity to the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receive blessings. And it is for this reason also that mashallah, people have so much of honor and so much of love for the tabarukat of the awliya.
Allah
those
Allah.
Things that the awliya of Allah, the pious personalities, had even used. I was so honored, alhamdulillah, to see a piece of the belt of Sayyidi Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayh. And that is tabaruk. It is something that is attached to the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, the amount of blessings that we receive just because we are attached to something that is attached to the beloved
Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Maza, Subhanallah. So, muhabbat kare, inshallah, azabajala, yakin kare ki you will receive this madad and help, lekin dil se kare. Do not do this to show off, do not do this to please others only for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your yaqeen, your iman should be strong. Just as the concept is when it comes to business, do business, work, use your resources, but don't put your faith in it. Your faith should be in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your trust should be in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your yaqeen and tawakkul should be alone in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, not in your resources, not in the efforts that you put. Your struggle must be there. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, our aqidat and our muhabbat, our love is for the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For they have attained that maqam through their struggle, which Allah had bestowed upon them, is beyond our imagination. How much He has given, what limits He has given them, we don't know any of that. All we are commanded to do is to love the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So see how the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla Masab could help from miles away. As the Sariya, Sariyatul Jabal, Jihan, his Mubarak Mazar, which is in Iraq, Mahasab. Alhamdulillah, we're honored to go there and recall this entire waqiyah and story of how, in the time of Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu, this had happened. Mahasab, we have come to the end of today's episode and program, alhamdulillah. And before we end, we have spoken on the subject and topic with regards to help, and we should not ask with doubt. Now, use the same concept towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The brothers and sisters understand, Masab, this concept is such that a person may assume and think that, you know, this is very difficult for me to understand how this works, and, you know, it logically doesn't make sense. And this is what Shaitan does. He wants you to find logical answers, find dalil, find evidence and proof. You know, there are accounts of companions seeking help from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even after his parda in this world. So this is not hidden from us. A Bedouin came in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam a few days after his demise, and he inquired from the Sahaba about the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they explained to him that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made parda from the dunya. This person lost control. He goes to the darbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he takes a sand of the darbar and he places on his head, Masab. He cries. And as he cries, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have wronged my soul. I have wronged my soul, and the Quran commands us to come to you and seek Allah's forgiveness through your wasila. Now I have come to you and you have passed away. But who will forgive me and who will intercede for me now? Who will make my sifarish in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jalla? He began to cry, and some narrations mention he was rolling on the ground and taking the Mubarak and blessed soil from the Qabr Mubarak of Huzur-e Pak and placing on his head. Inside the Mubarak Qabr, a song was heard, Qad Ghufira Lak.
Allahu Akbar.
Go, you have been forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Go, you have been forgiven. This basharat and glad tiding was given to this person from inside the Qabr of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at Shaykh Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When he goes to the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he makes salam, the hand comes out from inside the Qabr to shake the hands of Shaykh Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This all proves that he is not only alive, but he also helps his ummati. When this is the state of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his blessings and virtues, Masab, the awliya also help and assist. We now end our program reminding you our mission and maqsad in this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. And that is simple as I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
Inshallah.
Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir.